roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, STAB's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called STAB.
Hey, stabbers, or whatever we want, stabulins. I don't know what we're going to call you. We don't know. Welcome to this very special episode of STAB. I'm the host, John Ross. Aside from it being Eye Injury Prevention Month and Talk About Prescriptions Month, October is also STAB Awareness Month, so welcome to that. So what we're going to be doing this month is every Monday we'll be releasing a different volume of Best Ofs, and since we get five Mondays this month, you'll get five Best Of compilations from our show over the past couple years. For our first Best Of, we chose to share our Write a Poem About It segment. This episode contains some of the funniest, in our opinion, Write a Poem About It's from some of our STAB faves like Jordan Gannon, Chris Emery, Ben Rice, Tavi Watkins, Tyler Kinney, Ben Feldman, Danielle Mandela, JoJo Lewis, Aviva Siegel, Grant Holton, and of course our very own house dressing Jesse Jones. He is on it throughout as well. Also this month, if you'd like to be a part of a live taping of STAB, you can come out on Wednesday, October 19th at Luna's Cafe. That's at 1414 16th Street in downtown Sacramento, California, as we slowly crawl closer to our 100th episode, which is coming up hopefully before the end of the year. But I don't know. We'll keep you posted on that. Do please enjoy this episode, this Best Of episode of Write a Poem About It. Starting off this episode, here's Alfonso Portella and his erotic poem about Nutella.
I fuck jars of Nutella, and I think my girl knows. I got Nutella in my hair, I got Nutella in my clothes. Some hoes are more discreet, but they aren't as sweet. I can't sleep, I fuck Nutella, and it's fucking up my sheets. It ain't enough, she makes a treat out of everything I'm eating, but I'm reaching for that spread when my penis needs a beating. Hazelnut nuts is what's up. I know it's fucked up, but listen, it's a come up if you're down to clean the come up. My girl won't understand it. She can and won't even try. She'll never know the feeling Nutella gives me inside. Cause this is who I am. I'm just this fella, a lone gangster who fucks jars of Nutella.
STAB did too include that cover letter.
Jordan Gannon popping his cherry via Write a Poem About It in regards to the first time you wore yoga pants. Let's hear some poem about it.
I wrote two poems. Is okay. That okay?
Yes, why not?
Is that okay? Yoga pants. As I walked out of the O'Farrell Theater in the Tenderloin, sun blazing down upon my eyes for the first time in days. My loins still tender from four marathon days of passion. Tight, semen-stained Pantera shirt riding up on my belly. My now threadbare Lululemon bottoms hugging my sore fruit, which ripened yet again. As a bearded man passed by, he looked, then paused, and looked again. And winked. As both we walked into the Starbucks.
That was good. Wow.
The second poem, entitled The First Time I Wore Yoga Pants, or Coming of Age as a Christian Missionary, or An Anachronistic Poem About My Time on Heathen Islands, or You Shouldn't Have Given Me That Blowjob That One Time in Our Cabin, or an NPR poem. On the shores of Lanakilaku, we danced and flipped upon our hands and made merry to the chiming of our bands. You played tabla drum to songs sung by firelight whilst the waves crashed in their unending canticle to the moon. And you said, let's sing a Magnificat. And it was said, yes, let's do that. And everyone got quiet before they soon began to whisper. until Jesse picked up his guitar and played Brown Eyed Girl.
It's the only song I know.
And you gave up the tambourine in exchange for a swig of wine. And you gave up the tambourine in exchange for a swig of wine. To the sun-toasted hippie girl with flowers in her hair, with whom I'd only shared rap on the healing powers of sprouts, her lanky body now moving in jaunty bouts of uncoordinated force. I looked to you for reassurance of something in our course. You shrugged and turned back to the tune sung by our little comrade, whilst the ocean made her unending praise of the moon. What I did not get from you... Why did I pursue the entirety of our days on Lanakilaku? As we had built, by sweating effort of carpentry, a church for those unrepentant sinners. And a shed to dry their meats. Not to mention cleared the brush from their overgrown streets, taught them the sanctifying use of wheat, convinced their women to cover their overexposed teats, and forced them to work in the heat. What was it for? And why would you not speak to me after giving me a sea salt sweaty blowjob behind the dairy? Was it the pants, those tight, form-fitting pants? Was your pursuit not because of them? Or was it in spite of the tight hammock I wore for my bulbous fruit? We made merry and flipped upon our hands to the singing of our bands, reveling in the work he has made, christening the land with regret and our toil, dropping our seed to the soil as we danced by the sunless sea in our yoga pants.
I'm trying. Chris, how about an erotic poem about bagel bites? Bagel bites.
Tummy rumbles, tongue yearning, mouth waters with ease. I want bagel bites. Yes, bagel bites. Tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Did she get them? Did mom get them? Oh, tell me, God, please. Freezer door opens, nipples harden. Tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Should I bake you? 15 minutes? Conventional oven, what a tease. I can't stand it. I'll just nuke you. Tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Saucer spinning, hypnotizing, bringing me to my knees. Blood is flowing, erection growing. Tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Ding! I almost shoot. Hot, fresh cream in my jeans. I can hold off, let them cool off. Tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Gentle blowing, moist lips quiver. Eyes squint like I'm Chinese. Insert my penis. Yes, I fuck them. Tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening. It's supper time, everyone agrees. When pizza's on a bagel, you can have tiny buttholes covered in cheese. Very good.
Oh my God.
Stab is not orange.
Jesse Jones.
Uh-huh.
Bring us home.
So much home.
Bring us home. Bring us straight home. Write an angry poem about World Cup.
Mm-hmm. I decided to go kind of slam.
Okay.
We'll see if this works.
Kind of slam.
Kind of slam. Well, I'm not going to hype it up too much. Okay. Yeah, it's tap.
It's tap.
Tap poetry.
Set down gently, poetry.
Yeah. Not normal. Set down gently and smoothed out. Okay. World Cup. The world's curled up in the fetal, another needle in the arm of the foreign masses sitting on their bony asses getting their fix, upper classes spitting in their face with a game that's handless. Pitting nation upon nation in a quadrennial vacation from economic stations, an exercise in jingoistic pride behind which we hide our shame inside to avoid the chiding of a global community who raises their voice in unity and asks us in the name of their game with the same disdain as when we step off the plane in their sandy native landy and ask again and again why nobody speaks American. They're all, United States, why do you stall? Where do you find the gall to ignore the siren's call of a game understood by one and all from the Rock of Gibraltar to China's Great Wall? Why are you still not down with football? Well, ma'am, the football of my land, of which I am a fan, is played with your hands. You see, it's no shocker we don't get soccer. A bunch of spoiled sports in short shorts flopping to their knees looking for a yellow card every time stiff breeze hits a fellow hard.
Nice.
Grass hockey, we openly mock thee. With your tiny pads and your cute little knee-high socks, we play football here. Covering pads from ear to ear. Saving discussion of repercussion of multiple concussions for after the rush ends. We don't need a World Cup to raise up on a global stage to feel like men. In America, we know it's proper to stop playing soccer when we reach the age of 9 or 10. So have your cup footy and drink yourselves to a stupor, because football's real champs win a bowl that is super.
Ben Rice, I feel like this one fits you and your beard. I'm not making fun of your beard. I usually have one just like it. Ben Rice, please have written an instructional poem in regards to how to properly whip a child.
Thank you. Yes. This one's called Dun 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 Meow Meow. All right. When your child's acting out for no reason at all, you need to restore your clout. You need to stand tall. So when your little runts, being a little bitch, go grab a switch. Go grab a switch. A switch is a stick used for whoopings. A switch is a stick that takes away sins. A switch is a stick that makes your baby cringe. A switch is what's flicked when you're on a drug binge. And your kids are acting up about demons or wanting a pup. Now that you know what a switch is, it's time to get down to business. Bend him over at the waist, and with smooth and silent grace, caress his buttocks with the tip of your twig. Go slow, man. Your switch is so big.
What's happening?
Hold on. Let the branch slide slowly across his thighs. His pink, pudgy, shapeless, undeveloped thighs, indicative of his endless youth and innocence. I'm talking about a switch, guys. I'm beating my child. Anyway, these thighs are indicative of his endless youth and innocence. Then pull back forcefully and bring it down within an inch. Then chuckle and tell him, no, not yet. Not until you feel true regret. I'm sorry, Daddy, he'll plead and call, and that's when the whipping feels best of all. As you slam and you slash and you whip and you thrash all over his spoiled little ass. And you tremble and shake, and then you get baked because you'll have realized you've just made a terrible mistake. Thank you. Thank you. You gave me it.
Stab is a beefy thorax.
He's gonna make it hotter with an erotic poem about grandmas and grandpas.
To all the fine tenderonis marinated in Bengay, I got you. There's nothing quite as compelling as what I'm smelling every time I enter your home. I can't wait to help you put ointment on. My fingers in your creases, as yours were once in mine. Remember when you changed my diapers that one time? It's your turn now. Don't make me have to pin you down. I can't help that I want your wisdom all over me. I can't help that I want your cookies in my face. I crave the warmth of your bosom, Nana. I crave bouncing on your lap, Grandpa.
Jesus.
Everything about our relationship is normal.
Tyler Kenny, an angry poem about Pinterest.
I think you might have stolen my cadence. This poem's called Pinterest, Pinterest. A lonely woman making a list. Pinterest, Pinterest, a lonely woman making a list. Casseroles that won't be baked, vacations that won't be taked. Cocktails she will never prepare for party guests that will never be there. Obscure pickles she'll never preserve, no friends to eat her hors d'oeuvres. Wedding ideas that will never be implemented. Her life alone has already been cemented. She only has the Pinterest app to catalog all the crap she's convinced will fill a void, one not filled by love or being employed. One day she'll stop searching for crafts and instead start searching for epitaphs. She'll look up all the painless ways to put an end to her lonely days. She'll handcraft a macrame noose as she waits for the right excuse. It's only just a matter of time that she'll leave nothing left but list online. Pinterest won't notify her next of kin. A woman gone, the gene pool thinned. A life that won't be missed. Pinterest, Pinterest. A lonely woman made a list.
Wow, very good. I feel like everyone in here knew that lady. We're very like, oh my God, that's my sister. That was my late sister. Oh, Jesus. Wow, I almost cried. Now you are. Yeah, now you're in a whole child.
Stab rolled its charger into a ditch.
We're going to start with Ben Feldman. And
when you asked if you pronounced rhetoric wrong, were you being rhetorical?
No. Was I? Rhetoric.
I took
erotic,
some,
an erotic poem.
Poetic license on this one.
Did you? I see what you did there.
Kind of did a slam. I come from a poetry slam background.
Okay.
Rhetoric. Language designed to have a persuasive or impressive effect, but often regarded as lacking in sincerity or meaningful content, especially when you're going down on a chick or brofect. Rhetoric. The act of darting your tongue in and out of holes, that is, logic holes, and versa vice. Where what you say may not always measure up to the size of your big, fat, greased-up American planet filled with farts and gentrification. Rhetoric. But you knew that. Eat my ass. If what I'm telling you isn't just a figure of speech designed to enrich lives with whole wheat, greatness, and fries. Rhetoric. Dick. See what I did there? I mixed up rhetoric with the word dick to inspire. Rhetoric. Prick. See what I did that time? Basically the same thing. But with prick instead of dick, what's the difference? If you have to ask, you can't afford it. Poetry sucks. And then you get sucked. Bam. I just sucked and fucked you. Shined and rebuffed you. You thought you got your nails did. But what really happened is I nailed it. Honestly, though, the tattoo on my neck was a good idea at the time. But now I'm second guessing it. Feed me. I'm hungry. I got a tattoo on my neck, did. No one will hire me, try me, and fire me, because I tried medical supply sales, and it wasn't having me. Because of the tattoo on my face, I lied before, it's actually on my face. But I digress, rhetoric, coming to a theater near sexuality.
Very good, Ben Feldman. an erotic poem about Rena.
We're going to start with Alfonso Portella and his erotic poem about the letter Z. The letter Z.
This is a poem called Honesty. Do you think it ain't right when I hold you at night? I think of Z. Tell me if this is wrong when I see you in your thong. I think of Z. Is it wrong when we're in bed and you ask if I want head? I'd rather it be from Z. Would you take me to task if I ask you to wear a mask shaped like a giant Z? Would it break your heart, though, if you found my dildo shaped like a Z? Does it make you uncomfortable knowing I fantasize about having sex with a Z? What if I told you reading this song is giving me an erection? Not a Z-shaped erection, just a normal erection. Brought on by thoughts of stealing the Z from the Zocalo sign in the middle of the night, cutting a hole in it and making sweet, sweet love in the bed we share. What if I told you I already did it? I've been doing it for years, Z style.
Very good, Alfonso.
Stab needs $20 until Thursday. Stab's good for it.
Jesse Jones. What?
Yeah, no, I said the same thing.
Write an angry poem about jalapeno corn dogs. What was I thinking?
Three pickled eggs wrapped in a blueberry pancake. A handful of minnows and a low-carb tortilla. Vegan breakfast sausage in a sheet of construction paper. All of these I would sooner put in my mouth than thee. What state fair nightmare cast you into existence? What sadistic madman looked down upon the delicious landscape of junk food options, saw the absence of cornmeal wrapped spicy peppers, and said, This is my purpose in this world! The goal is simple. Take two delicious foods and incomprehensibly combine them. Fried chicken and waffles. Croissants and donuts. Hamburgers and donuts. Donuts and donuts. In a world where ice cream can be deep fried, it's hard to believe that you even tried or that you've even got a shred of pride if you searched your soul both deep and wide looking for some type of good inside and from your very depths you cried, Jalapeno corn dogs! Wine corks in a pita. Soggy breadsticks and a fluffy pillow of onion-flavored cotton candy.
Oh my God.
Stillborn puppies in a sheet of sandpaper. All of these and so many more I would so willingly choose before making my taste buds sick and sore with the punishment of jalapeno corn dogs.
Danielle Mandela. Please have written a poem of how you would murder JoJo.
Not at all like he just described.
God, wouldn't it be amazing if it was?
Well, we'll see.
Magic.
So this one's called I Have an Alibi, So Don't Try to Pin This Shit on Me. Okay. It's a Shakespearean sonnet. Your jokes are not funny. Like whores, they've been had. Lacking in money, your wardrobe is sad. The best part of you, it died long ago. No faith to renew, no hope left to sow. Accept now your fate as a man with pride, as JoJo the Late, who on this stage died. You have no control. I've poisoned your soul.
That was disturbingly accurate. We met literally like an hour ago.
Stab still misses your mom. Till this day.
Anyone start with JoJo Lewis with the Positives of Christianity poem.
Okay. Before I start, I just want to point out that I have a master's degree in creative writing. So this bit cost me $130,000.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, fuck you.
You won't be
paid. This just reminds me of every life choice I made wrong. Okay. Positives of being Christian. God damn it. With no time to waste and wonder if it's true, I think I'll go throw rocks at a Jew. Because that's the best part of belief in the dude who said you could turn a cheek. Because you get to pick and choose the parts you want. Because he died to make sure nothing counts. I'll switch it up, turn wine to water in my bladder, then I'll punch my woman since she's getting fatter from eating all that pork on Fridays. Gays I'll string up by the toes while trays of fire ants eat their heads and faggy brains. Oh! And though my mom and dad took great pains to make sure I grew up well, I'll heap shames aplenty on them so they know how grateful I am not. Two crackers and some grape juice is all it takes to make my amends, so Sunday morning is the morning I'll send child porn to every woman who turned me down for sex. And pooping on the tree while my brother is getting hitched under it is the classiest wedding blunder I've ever thought of. Really, what's the harm in being Christian? Baptized in charm and holy river water that I pissed in a mile upstream. And guess what? This is not offensive. There's no permanent record. All my bad deeds will not ferment into hell, and you can suck my staff and rod. No homo. My God is an awesome God.
I'm offended.
So am I.
I'm offended.
So it's angry poems. Let's hear an angry poem about stem cell research. Okay. Angry.
Stem cells? Prison cells. Stems. Cell. Cha-ching. Embry. Oh, no. I don't think so. I'm in a petri dish. Ain't that a bitch? Wish I could get myself out of this sitch. Scientists, scientists, all around. Scientists, scientists, make me frown. I'm a little stem cell, short and stout. Here is my fear, and here is my doubt. I'm being researched. What's that all about? I'm a little stem cell, short and stout.
Very good. Viva Siegel! Very good. Jesse Jones, please have written an erotic poem in regards to misspelled words.
Sure. It's not. I didn't. It's not really slam. It's more. It's more free verse.
Sure.
Which means I didn't want to try too hard to rhyme. I wanna funk your light wit pushy. I want to slide my band up under your sun dreads Mush your pansies abide and stink my finders in your goofy wailing snitch. Then you'll fail to your knees. Unzap my pints. And dull out my rat trippy dink. And guide it to your waving month. Yeah, you filthy slat. You sulk that thick, veiny lock. Jesus. Make me scoot my boo all over your race. Then, when we get back home, we can 60 none. And I can lack your Regina while you sick un my duck. I want to make you scream in ecstasy yet. Oh, gob yen. Barter. Muck me Harper, you luck mobster. Then, maybe if you're a gold gill, I can tape you from behind and pill up your sheet legal asshole.
Stab is a briefcase full of lunch meat.
Alfonso Portella, 'twas the night before Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring as she unbuttoned her blouse. The fire was lit and the presents were wrapped. She prepared herself mentally for her ass to be tapped. The bed was pristine in silk Christmassy sheets, a new surround sound playing soft boner jam beats. He entered the room, and with quite a surprise, a look of hunger burned in his eyes. He opened his robe like a theatrical curtain. She thought, that's the biggest I've seen, I am certain. She stroked and she stroked till it went off like a bomb. Then from the doorway, a tiny voice said, Mom? She covered herself as quick as a flash, from her feet to her shoulders, tits, and her ass. He closed his robe to conceal his great member, but the damage was done to the child's mind so tender. So when asked why I hate Christmas, what was the cause? It's because I saw my mommy blowing Santa Claus.
Alfonso Portella, reinventing a Christmas classic. Jordan Gannon.
I'm ready to speak. I don't know if I... Yeah. May I interdict upon your paragraph? Here, introduce me properly. I didn't think this show was about interruption, so I just... Go ahead.
No, you're...
Is it my turn?
It's your turn. Well, listen, you have the floor.
I am happy to speak about this. This is actually something I have quite a bit of knowledge about. It's about adult babyhood. I've been practicing adult babyhood since the late 90s, you see, when I met a transsexual man. Woman, you... Listen, the way things are going is people don't have common sense, but sucking from his teat, from his lactating teat, I just learned a lot about myself and what I enjoy. It's the end of the week. I'm a 46-year-old male, heterosexual, who just came out to himself as his and his lover as an adult baby. And we are cool. I'm a great fan of the spoken word. See, this is what I'm doing here. Spoken word poetry. Okay. Me. I'm a project manager for a nonprofit organization specializing in initiatives that support inner city youth. You. You are my wife, hastily wed, looking to avoid deportation to your native Tunis. Or is it Tunisia? You see. We. Ah, yes. We are in Kohl's. And I am riding in the shopping cart, but not in the basket because I don't fit. And I am so turned on. My infant eroticism is pure, limitless, dick flaccid in my chastity belt. My baby soul is rock hard. Groin burns with more erotic baby ache than if I'd been humping my favorite blanket all day. While imagining the magic school bus shrinking down and entering the human body through any number of orifices. We are in Kohl's, and you, my wife, mother wife, lover mama, I'm a boo boo bibi baba. You slap my hand when I reach for the Tiger Electronics handheld video game. I cannot take it anymore. I wet myself and fill my diaper. This, oh my, oh this, you are so angry. It's so shameful. Oh, shame. Yes, make me feel so bad for it. Oh, I'm so bad. Oh, I'm so bad. Oh, take me home and teach me a lesson. Take me home, grab me by my goatee and yell at me to fill my diaper. I'm such a bad boy. Give me to suckle on your teat. Hush. Clean me. Swaddle me. I am your baby. This is based on a true story. She ended up, getting deported. It wasn't my fault, but she was deported.
Very good. Tyler Kinney, police have written an erotic poem about a California stop. A California stop.
Oh, you say stop. But I know what you really mean.
Oh, shit.
You mean just pause for a second and keep on fucking going. Ooh, you feel that? No? Well, let me ease in a little further. Ooh, now you feel it. Your lane filled, your flow heavy. Not your menstrual flow. That's gross. Your traffic flow, it's a metaphor. Don't be weird. Oh, I am way in there now. You're wondering, will he stop? Oh no, I'm too fucking mellow to stop at a stop sign. I'm just going to finish this text. Let them know I'm going to be there in like 4 minutes. Okay, there. Sent. Where was I? Oh, that's right. I was all up in your lane. The rush of cars intertwined like lovers' limbs. I can't stop now. I'm too far. I'm squinting into the sun. Oh God, here I come. I never use my fucking turn signal either. And I tailgate like a motherfucker on the highway. California drivers are the worst. California, stop.
Very good. Tyler Kinney, let him hear you for that. Yeah.
Stab is a goddamn shame.
Ben Feldman, we're going to start with you again. Please have written an erotic poem in regards to the Cuban Missile Crisis.
So last time I did Stab, and every other time I've ever written an erotic poem, it always ends up coming out sounding like slam poetry for some reason. Cuban Missile Crisis, scarier than ISIS. Nothing sexual about that. The fuck there ain't. This shit's sexy like my motherfucking taint.
Very good.
Slather it in paint.
Don't look because you'll faint. Absolutely zero rhyming dictionary restraint. You got the launch codes? Who's got the launch codes? You got the launch codes? I'll give you the launch codes. I'll put them in your mouth. Yeah, mushroom cloud. A la motherfucking modes. Kennedy and Khrushchev. Bay of Pigs. After sex. Smoking cigs. Ballistic missile deployment televised. Full-scale nuclear war, like cum in your eyes. American Jupiter ballistic missiles, 90 miles off the shore of Flo. Fidel Castro, fucking little hoes. Back in the USSR, oh. You don't know how lucky is, yo. Military blockade. Come soaked streets like a proud fucking parade. JFK in the bed, shot of jizz to the head. Get Jackie on the line. Castro's getting horny and we're running out of time. United Nations verification agreement, direct provocation. F'd up nation. Anal cream pie with civil rights on top. Moscow, Washington hotline, tense negotiations, climax, reached.
Very good, Ben. Feldman, very good. This next segment is called Write an Erotic Poem About It. Write an erotic poem about it. We're going to start with Grant Holton. The poem you were given to write, the subject you were given to write a poem about is your tasty 19-year-old naked body.
And I'm 18, Sean.
I know, but I want you to project.
Okay.
Into the future. Your tasty 19-year-old body. Let's hear a poem about your tasty 19-year-old body. Tasty.
Rubenesque, tall and hairy. A combination all too scary. Stretch marks galore and flab aplenty. And so goddamn glisteningly sweaty. A dream body, plump, pasty, and pale. As sexy in the nude as a beluga whale. As girthy in my midsection as I am in my pants. Two reasons why you'll never see me prance. With curls that bounce like children on a trampoline, I'm the tastiest thing you have ever seen.
Very good. I am. Jacqueline Wyand, the subject you've been given is Grant's tasty 19-year-old naked body.
Hey, first of all, how's it going, Grant? Doing okay? Platonic male friend of mine. All right. What a sight to behold. Golden ringlets bouncing with every sensual movement. Surrounding your sweet boyish face and your trembling member, both dewy with anticipation. And as you begin to take me, we are but one writhing body. And you, with your likeness to the cowardly lion, shoot hot courage onto the forest in which you reign. As you harumph, harumph your way to ecstasy.
Very good. Very good. Hey, Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
The subject you've been given is Netflix.
I felt sort of left out, and that may be reflected. TV and movies and concerts galore, so full of wonder, so much to explore. You have all I could want, and oh, so much more. You're like a naked Grant Holton sprawled out on my floor. You've got action, adventure, sci-fi, and romance.
I have a nice quiet weekend with Grant and no pants. My queue is so full, it'll never get old. Like running my tongue along Grant's every fold. There's no need for pacing. I can sit back and binge. Like when I bury my face in Grant's hairy man minge. So sure. So sure. I like Netflix. No service above. Your price fits my budget just like a glove. But when it comes down, when push comes to shove, that quivering Grant meat, that quivering Grant meat, is what I truly love.
Very good. That was. That was fun.
I've never had a conversation with Jesse Jones in my life. I just want you all to know that.
You guys have never never spoken.
It's true.
Really.
It's been a secret, unrequited love that I've just been hiding in the shadows.
Alfonso, an erotic poem about crunchy peanut butter.
Yep.
I want that peanut butt, peanut butt, peanut butt, that crunchy peanut butt. Peanut butt, peanut butt. Get stuck between my teeth, lodge in my urethra. I want that peanut butt, peanut butt, peanut butt. Give me that peanut butt, peanut butt, peanut butt. That chunky peanut butt, peanut butt, peanut butt. Wanna rub you down all night? You look like cellulite. Give me that peanut butt, peanut butt, peanut butt. Peanut butt, you drive me crazy. Peanut butt, let's make a baby. Peanut butt, come on, spread it. Peanut butt, don't you forget it. Peanut butt, peanut butt, peanut butt. I want that peanut butt, peanut butt, peanut butt. That crunchy peanut butt, peanut butt, peanut butt. Make me bust a what? Bust a what? Bust a what? Nut.
Very good. Very good. I'm also Portella. Portello.
Stab bought the goddamn popsicles.
Oh man, that was really funny. That whole episode. But really, it probably was. I've heard it. I think it was funny. Just a fucking reminder, because you probably forgot what I said at the beginning. October 19th, it's a Wednesday. Come out to Stab, a live taping at 8 p.m. at Luna's Cafe, 1414 16th Street in Sacramento, California. Come out, support the show. Stabforgold.com, that's our website. You can find us on SoundCloud and iTunes and YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, all that. Just find us online. Come out, see us. Bye. Get out of here. Come back next week. Next week. Next Monday. Okay, bye.